If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Ephesians 4:22. He says, put off the former lifestyle of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Then he says, put on the new man. Put off the old man. Put on the new man. Then he says, verse 25, put away lying. Every man should speak the truth with his neighbor. Be angry. If you're going to get angry, don't let it lead to sin. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Then he says, don't give place to the devil. Right in the middle of those instruments of yielding there. Put on the new man. Take off the old man. Put away lying. What lies? The tongue and the mind. Then he says, if you're going to be angry, don't let your emotions conquer the mood through the mind of Christ. Don't let your mood run your mind. That means just because you're in a bad mood, don't speak bad things. Just because you're in a bad mood, don't do bad stuff. Let your mind conquer your mood. You're a Christian, and God's going to hold you accountable at the judgment. Driving on the turnpike through the easy pass line without an easy pass. Getting clothes. Buying the little machine that puts the tag back on. Wearing the clothes, then taking them back. They don't fit. We're Christians. God sees us. It's tough being a Christian. It's not about not smoking, not drinking. It's not about the elimination of vices. It's living lives that are exemplary. Do you think Jesus went into the market in Jerusalem and picked over the grapes to taste them and see if they were sweet? Well, that ain't stealing. They expect you to take some. No, they don't. Boy, all my amens just went. It's like, I can't believe he must have been in the market with me yesterday. I don't do that. It's stealing. Say, how you know? Because one time I did, and the Holy Spirit said, that's stealing. Buy the whole pack. I said, Father, they're sour. He says, too bad. Buy the whole pack now. You stole. And then when you buy the whole pack, you're paying for a lesser amount because the weight is lower. And we're Christians, and we're trying to get over. Now, there are times when we do things and we're not knowledgeable of it, and the Lord, you know, gives us grace. And last week, I parked in the wrong place. I had to go to the hospital and see a little baby. And so when I came back, I stopped, and I had to make a quick stop, and I parked in the wrong place. I didn't know that it was the wrong place. Now, I watch Parking Wars, but I didn't know this was the wrong place. And the parking person came over to ticket your bishop. And when they walked over, and I'm coming towards it, they looked up and said, oh, Bishop Lambert. Yep, I'm Bishop Lambert. Yes, I am. She said, I can't give you a ticket. Yes, right. Touch not mine anointed. So God gave me grace. I didn't park there out of arrogance. I wasn't trying to beat the system. I just, you know, honestly parked in the wrong place. But he gave me grace. They happened to see me. Bishop, they said, my cousin go to your church. I thank God I'm going to make them a pastor. Hallelujah. But see, there are times when we don't do things out of intention. We're not trying to be arrogant. There are times we do things just honestly, and the grace of God will let us know. But if I drove up and said, look, I ain't supposed to park here, but I'm parking anyway because I'm a child of the king, I'm just going to have a $51 ticket. Because God doesn't bless arrogance. Put off that old man. Listen to Paul. Put off that old man. Then he says, don't give place to the devil. Verse 28, don't steal, but get a job. Then don't even let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. And don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And let bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking, all of these things that he just mentions, comes from the mind. Bitterness comes from the mind. It's not a feeling. You become bitter because of what you've processed. You can have a good relationship with someone for years, and then something happens that you don't like, and you can become bitter overnight because the enemy has sat on your shoulder and convinced you that this person is against you. The Bible says, let it go. All right, I'm going to end with this. Go back to Romans chapter 12. Listen to what he says. You're to present your body a living sacrifice. That means you do not yield your members to the devil. Don't let him have your mind. He will speak to you. But know, when God calls you, he calls you. Right, real quick. God calls you to a process, not to a ministry. I have this conversation with young ministers who, oh, the Lord's called me to start a church. Okay, but he calls you to the process. That means you're under someone and they help you get to where you need to be. God doesn't call you to separate and become arrogant. Young man came to me who had broken away from his pastor and did not leave with his pastor's blessing and asked me to install him. I said, absolutely not. I don't even know your pastor, and I'm not going to dishonor him by installing you. You go back to your pastor. And if your pastor doesn't want to install you, you close that place down and go back home till he does. Well, I got to do what God tells me to do. He told you to obey those who have rule over you and to submit to them. He didn't tell you to come hunt me out because I have an ecclesiastical position and get me to use my reputation to install you as a renegade. No, God put you under a pastor, then that's where you get the green light. Yeah. Listen to what Paul says. Present your body. Then he says, and be not conformed to this world. Don't let the world influence your thinking. That means on the negative level. The world can influence your thinking until you despise somebody and say, they're against me. I just know they're against me. Listen, here's the phrase. This is how you know it's satanically motivated. There ain't nothing you can tell me to convince me otherwise. Now, with God, you can never say that. Even if you're quoting scripture, you can never say that nothing you can tell me, because you may be wrong. Now, I'm not talking about biblical things like Jesus is Lord, God is holy. The word of God is true, and there's nothing you can tell me otherwise, because the word says it's true. But if I'm interpreting something from the word, and it's my interpretation, the Bible said no interpretation is of its own exegesis. So when you say, oh, well, I know that Deacon Curtis don't like me. I know it. Ain't nothing none of y'all can say. I know he don't like me because I watch how he looks at me. And he might be sitting there praying for me and engaging in warfare for me, but the devil has sat on my shoulder. In fact, that's one of the ways you know that the person is godly. Just simple deduction. Just simple Columbo deduction. If the person is genuinely against you, the Bible says, do good to them. So if they're genuinely against you, the Bible said, pray for them, bless them, and even give them gifts. Anybody against me? I forgive you. But if the enemy is sitting on your shoulder telling you that person is against you, all he's doing is helping you build bitterness in your heart towards them. God says, if they really are against you, reconcile. So if God is telling you that the person is against you, you have to go reconcile. If the devil is telling you the person is against you, you develop bitterness. That's how you know. So the next time you say, so-and-so's against me, they just don't like me, then go do something good for them. You say, well, what if they don't receive it? God didn't tell you to worry about that. He just said, if your enemy hungers, feed them. If they thirst, give them to drink. Do something good for them. He said, when you do that, you heap coals of fire upon their heads. No, here's what we'll do. We'll sit in our little offices. We'll sit in our rooms, in our lonely little self-pity places, and we'll say, oh, they don't like me. They don't like me. I got to get out of here. No, not before you give them a gift. Not before you demonstrate love. You say, okay, Bishop, how long do I do it? The Bible didn't give a time. You want to talk about spiritual warfare? You see, before you go casting out devils, before you go dealing with the supernatural, there's a little bit of a problem called our hearts. As I said earlier, God will break up some relationships. Yes, he will. He will take people out of your lives. He's done it to me. He has said to me, I caused them to do such and such because I told you to walk away from them a long time ago. And since you couldn't do it because of the compassion in your heart, I did it. And I must be honest with you. Those that he has taken out of my heart, that he has taken out of my life, I no longer have a burden that I had before. And I didn't even know that's where it was coming from. In fact, I'm even noticing more of a supernatural move of God in my ministry. You see, there are people you hold on to that hinder the anointing. I don't hate anybody. I don't despise anybody. But I'm not chasing those whom the Lord has removed. Yield your members to God. Now, next week, we're going to take that thought of Romans 12. And make you a winner. When I'm done next week, you're going to be the Kunta Kinte of the Christian world. Say, what does that mean? What was outstanding about Kunta Kinte? They enslaved his body, but not his mind. Kunta held on to words, ko, fiddle, kambi, balongo, river. Kunta held on to practices and he held on to rituals, even though he was in a strange land. Every time I watch Roots, I think Kunta Kinte is just what a Christian should be. Just because we are in the world, we should not lose our Christianity. We are supposed to be the lovingest, the kindest, the gentlest, the best people that God could ever employ. And our thoughts ought to be good towards each other and towards God.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12315A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.